Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Who's got it better than us?
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to your morning cup of sports here on RadioAFS.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer here. You got B. Evans somewhere running around the studio looking for his pumpkin spice condoms. Yes, his pumpkin spice condoms are missing, ladies and gentlemen. So if you know where they're at, please return them to Studio B. What's going on, B?
What's up, man? Good morning to you.
Good morning, my man. What's crack-a-lackin'?
Oh, it was a long night at work last night, let me tell you that.
Man, I can tell already. There's no blowing out my ears for saying good morning. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, pretty much every day we start the show, you probably hold off. You know, right when I get ready to talk, you probably got the phone about 3 feet from your face, don't you?
Or just take off my headphones, man, because you just I can move my headphones, like, I chuck them across the studio, and, you know, I can still hear you.
Yeah, it was a long night at work last night. This jackass I work with decided to, he works on another shift, but decided to pry my toolbox open, messed everything up. It's a expensive toolbox. Messed it all up.
Right.
Destroyed one whole drawer just to get one thing out of it that I didn't even really know was in there.
Right. Now, let me guess that your toolbox is locked and there's other shifts that have a key for your toolbox, and that this jabroni just had to ask somebody to check your toolbox just to see if it was in there.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing. There's only one other person on another shift that actually has a key that fits my box, and he happened to be there while the guy was going through my box, but still decided to pry my stuff open anyways.
Man, that's some fucked up shit right there.
Breaking one whole drawer, like literally broke the tracks, bent and twisted the tracks on one of my drawers to get my shit open. And I'm like, wait a minute. All he had to do was ask. Hell,
right.
All he had to do was call me, and I would have went in there and been like, hey, we can look, you know, just to make sure, whatever. But what got me the most was the fact that he's up in my face yelling and cussing at me, and I'm like, wait a minute, you just destroyed my shit because of a misunderstanding here.
Right.
So, because, you know, I got a big box and I got a lot of tools, so everybody borrows my stuff. So if I hand somebody something, they usually just go and put it right back in my box.
Right.
And that's pretty much how this happened. And I'm just like, wait a minute. You're a dick because you broke my shit. And you're going to get mad at me because someone put your stuff in my box. Hmm. So, yeah.
Sounds like somebody had a little sand in their VJ, bro.
Apparently, this guy needs to do something. I don't know.
Right. Well,
makes
no,
me
your
want to drink a beer
needs
for the guy.
To do something. Your company needs to figure out to make this.
I made sure to let the upper management know that I was not very happy. Oh, I was so mad though. Like my foreman, dude, he's kind of awesome. He's over at my box, literally on his hands and knees, digging around trying to help me find the bearings, the little tiny little ball bearings that go for my track.
Right.
Trying to help bend this thing back in shape and, you know, working, you know, for a good half hour, 40 minutes, trying to get my toolbox back in working order because I'm trying to run a line here. So he's
right
over there. Oh, I was so mad. I was throwing things. I was cussing and screaming. I was pissed.
Right.
Because, you know, this is like an $800 toolbox.
Right. Which you would have every right to be.
Well, and here was the kicker. Not only did he pry into my box to get his stuff out, but that left my toolbox unlocked for the entire night
right.
of the shift. You know, he could have at least left a hateful note on it or something to let me know who it was or anything like that. But instead, a cowardice act, he leaves it unlocked and then comes in the next day and gets in my face while all the office people and the big guys are there to let me know he did it.
Right.
I'm like, huh. You know, you could have came up last night and told me, and we could have just, you know, handled it
like men. Right.
But instead,
here's the key, and I'm going to open it for you, you jackwad.
Right. I would have been more than happy to open it because I have nothing to hide. You know what I mean? I have nothing to hide at all. But, I mean, clearly I open keep my toolbox open all night while I'm there for anybody to come and grab what they need. Just let me know
right. You're
taking it. So I can make sure it gets put back so we have it again.
Right.
Because in that place, if you leave something out, it's gone.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it grows legs and exit stage left.
Yeah, I've never seen stuff actually learn how to walk so quick, especially inanimate objects.
Right. Well, you know, you do work in a factory and everything else like that. And, you know, they just grow legs. I know how it is, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So,
it's just real frustrating.
Oh, I feel you. So B, I just want to let you know, the Winter Olympics is coming in February, if I'm not mistaken, and they're in Pingtung, or whatever it's called, over there in China. So there may be a few weeks or a week where I may not be available because I'm over there getting my penis-shaped waffles. And
oh,
then,
I figured so.
Right. But then also offering every single person over there a gold medal, saying, courtesy of B. Evans.
Speaking of, it's funny you brought that up because I actually was looking at something. Usain Bolt, you know, the gentleman that was like the fastest man in the world, now officially retired, apparently he's a big-time partier. And they were talking, you know, one of his old teammates was talking about a recent event, you know, that they had when they were out partying and everything. And they went in the next day and they were up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning drinking. And he said he ate like 20 chicken McNuggets, which, you know, to us, 20 is a pregame. You know what I mean?
Right.
20 chicken McNuggets. That's nothing impressive. But,
right.
I mean, one time I actually ate 22. But
wow.
But anyways,
you just
the thing that I found interesting about
Well, so you shove the extra two nuts, I mean nuggets, in your mouth and chewed and swallowed, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, good.
But the thing that I had found interesting about that was that, you know, they had talked about, he was talking about their Olympic team and stuff like that. And this goes back to a conversation we had had in the past. They were on a team with, it was a relay team, and they had, it was the 4x100 meter relay, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think. But anyways,
yeah. Right.
They won, but then I think I might, hold on a minute. I'm trying to remember how they worded it.
Gotcha.
I can't remember. Hold on, I'm going to go back to that. I know. That sounds bad. I know. But, hey, I don't care.
Right? Everyone can fuck up once in their lifetime. Now, while you're doing that, B, I got a question for you. Usually it's you asking me questions. So it's Friday. We're kind of mellow here the first 10, 15, 20, half hour. But if you had Mr. Bolt on a relay team, would you put him first or would you put him last or in the middle?
Oh, he'd go last.
Would he?
You always want to put one of your fastest men in the last leg.
Did everyone hear him? You want the fastest person in the end.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I caught it.
See, man, you need me to come to your shop and make you smile and laugh, right? So, yeah, I figured you're in my shop now. You're in our shop now. So I figure I gotta make you happy one way or another, or you know, or Mr. Bolt could make you happy one way or another. Hey, figure it out.
Well, you know, I heard it wrong, and you know. It's fine. Whatever. You're a dick.
It is. Why, thank you. Sweet. 13 minutes into the show and I'm a dick. I like it already.
Oh, man. It was such a long night. And then, you know, of course, I'm sitting there yelling and screaming and so mad. I ended up walking out with a major migraine.
Right.
So, you know, that's always fun.
It is. You know, it's one of them things, man. You got to be a duck and you got to let shit roll off your back. And, you know, your night is kind of like how the Tennessee Titans night was playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was all downhill from jump. So, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay to have an off night like Marcus Mariota did by throwing 3 picks, if I'm not mistaken, 4 picks, and just getting lit up like a Christmas tree. So, you know, it's okay, man. I swear, you know, every dog has its day. And Pittsburgh, Steelers, it was their night. And, their wide receiver, their main one, I'm having a brain fart on his name.
Antonio Brown.
And there you go, yeah. Antonio Brown. He did a helmet catch, and Mr. Bell was on his game. Touched a couple plays. He forgot to catch the ball and then run. It was a great game if you're a Pittsburgh fan.
I couldn't agree with you more. I was actually looking at the game, and it kind of makes you wonder, if Pittsburgh continues to play like that, are we looking at a Super Bowl contender? We know they're contenders. We know they're possibly contenders, but are we looking at possible Super Bowl team right there? But then again, we have to question it because it was the Titans.
Right, and they were wearing powder blue baby shit uniforms. You know,
exactly. They deserve to lose that.
They definitely did. Now, you know, I understand why they did it. You know, Powder Blue is kind of their, you know, Houston Texans, you know, Houston Oilers, you know, throwbacks and that type of thing. But, you know, and me being the conspiracy theorist, I was like, oh, they're wearing Houston colors, so Houston's going to win. But, you know, it was just one of them things where, you know, Schittsburg won and the Tennessee Powder Blue Babies lost. But this is what I found interesting, B, is within 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes, the big aerial view over the catch-up field, right? It was like empty. There was, it was crazy how many people have fled the ketchup field. And me and my Rice Krispie maker, we were talking like, wow, that's dead for being a 40-18 win game. And I was like, well, you know, we were both like, well, it is midnight there and it is a work night and everything else like that. But I was just really shocked that it was a butt-ass naked stadium with two minutes left of the game, and they were up.
Yeah. No, I didn't. It's crazy to see a team get beat like that. It still amazes me.
Yeah. And, you know, taking nothing, absolutely nothing away from the Houston Oilers. Their team, once that team clicks and once that team figures out their identity and learns how to use Henry and uses DeMarco Murray properly and get some wide receivers and – oh, wait, I guess they kind of need to figure out their whole offense and their defense. You know, once that offense starts clicking and everything else like that, that could be a team to reckon with because they got a 1-2 punch in the backfield with DeMarco Murray and Henry from Alabama, Roll Tide. You know, it could be a deadly combination back there. And if Marcus Mariota, you know, actually knew how to throw a football instead of floating him up there so the other team can pick it, I think he was in Hawaii surfing, you know, in his head, personally. you know, it's going to be it'll be interesting to watch them, you know, kind of grow as a team. You know, Chris Collinsworth, was saying, you know, we really don't get to see that team that much in the national spotlight. And I agreed with him, which that rarely happens that I agree with Chris Ducksworth. You know, they definitely have the talent. But the mental mistakes by Marcus Mariota and that defensive team is what really killed, what really sealed the deal for him.
I honestly don't think I could have said that any better myself. You're absolutely right. And, you know, as much as I hate to say it, when you're playing a team like the Schittsburg Steelers, you know, you can't throw picks like that. You can't, you got to be on top of your game because they seem to find a way to exploit the weakness.
So they are definitely a veteran team that knows how to do veteran things. And, you know, I'm sure you're right though. You know, you can't float that ball. You know, if you're, yeah, it's just that's a no joy situation.
You're absolutely right.
And I'm sure, you know, if Trucker JJ is listening or RC Sipe, or which is Bob's son, are listening to me, they're like, well, you know, it's Pittsburgh and, you know, we got more rings than anyone and we're the best team in the NFL and blah, 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 blah.
You know, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. And then I'm like, you know, it kills me every time because
everybody says, oh, you guys, 49er fan, what are you going to do? What's your only argument? You guys got five rings and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, okay, but then here you are talking about Pittsburgh. Yeah, they've got more championships, but once again, still, it's in the past.
Right.
As far back in the past as you should go is tell me about last week's game. That's about it.
Oh, totally, totally agree with you. And, you know, any team that should be bragging about Super Bowls and Super Bowl wins and everything else like that is, well, unfortunately, New England Patriots, because they are the most current winner of the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, exactly. Most definitely.
But technically that's in the past also, because it's a new season.
Right. You're absolutely right.
But
hey, you know, we like to be like Pittsburgh fans and talk about our
That's scary. You're saying I'm right way too many times today.
I know. So, what do you think about all right, so we missed yesterday morning, but day before yesterday, we had talked about Roger Goodell and his new contract negotiations. He's wanting $50 million a year. He's wanting a private jet to be able to use at his own leisure. And he wants lifetime insurance. Now, the one thing that kills me is he's already making $44 million a year. So is that $6 million extra really a big deal? And
yeah, right.
So it's $6 million a year. But at the same time, it's still $44 million a year.
Right.
So I don't know. It kills me that, you know, they find that this is an issue for them. You know what I mean? And,
right.
Well, not an issue for them, but it kills me that this is something that he actually thinks he should be granted. Lifetime insurance from the NFL to extend his contract. He's coming down. He's got 18 months left, you know, and they went and they asked a few players what they thought about, Roger Goodell's contract negotiations and what he's wanting. And they asked different players from around the league. Navarro Bowman, I refuse to say the Raiders middle linebacker Navarro Bowman. I will just say former 49er Navarro Bowman.
Okay.
He said that those things really bother him because this business wouldn't operate without the players. So why is a commissioner, why is the guy, the CEO, the commissioner of the NFL who does not dress and does not play receiving more money than the players who are putting their bodies and their health on the line every single day to go to work?
Right.
So, if anything, he should make no more than the best than what the best player in the league gets paid, which I agree with. He shouldn't make much more than that. I mean, this is a multi-billion-dollar a year organization, you know. And he actually mentions, and I love that he brings this up, but he said, "I've been in the league for 8 years, and the only coach that I see really that I've really seen." That understands that and abides by that rule that, you know, the players, that the business would not operate without the players has been Jim Harbaugh. He said he is the only one that he's ever dealt with that is willing to put and understands you have to put the players first. And he goes on to talk about Roger Goodell's contract. He said, "I just don't think that it's respectable in regards to the players, and it's just a slap in the face due to the job that we have." And
oh, no, man, 100%, I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, he goes on, he says, you know, he also adds in there, you know, no player in this league has that opportunity, and he feels like they should. If Roger Goodell has the opportunity to pretty much sit there and demand $50 million a year, a private jet, and lifetime insurance, then why don't they have that opportunity to get that also in their contracts? You know, and with the NFL players and the injuries that they face, they should be compensated at a lifetime of insurance, you know, or something, you know. But and then you go, and we were talking about the Pittsburgh Squealers, and you know their guard Ramon Foster, he said pretty much the same thing. He's like, you know, what about, you know, he's talking about the lifetime medical and everything. He's like, okay, well, think about the players and theirs also. What about them? Why don't the players get this opportunity? You know, he said, but he did make a joke. He said that the jet, he said, let him have that one. I could care less. He said, I couldn't care less. I can fly Southwest or Delta. But he got multiple players, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of players. Now, you're going to love this one, though, because, you know, we love talking about, you know, Roger Goodell's under the desk. Warmer, I'll put it. Tom Brady says, whatever he makes, I don't care. It's up to the owners to decide. Kept it very short, sweet, and being able to get that extra money from Mr. Goodell himself.
Well, yeah, man. You know, well, of course Tom Brady's going to say that. He's a kiss-ass, bro.
Oh, yeah. And
he's,
you know,
100% corporate kiss ass. So, you know, that's, you know, that's, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy that these people think, like, Roger Goodell, why would you believe that you're worth $50 million a year, a lifetime of insurance, and a free jet? I mean, at $50 million a year, he's been commissioner of the league for, what, 10 years now? Is that about right? 10 years?
Well, B, he's not, though. That's the thing. If anybody should be granted what this douchebag, douche nozzle, wait. We're talking about Roger Goodell and not Nolan, right? Sorry. This douche nozzle needs to, you know, if anybody deserves that, it's the players. You know, the players deserve the lifetime insurance. The players deserve lifetime medical because of the concussion rate, because of everything else. That's just how I feel about it.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, you know, it's just – It's crazy that he would sit here and thinks that, you know, he's worth that much money, and with a free jet and free insurance, and, you know, with the money that he's made over the years, you're gonna tell me this guy can't afford top notch insurance?
Right, exactly. You know, and here's the thing, you know, this isn't me saying yay or nay on the taking of a knee and the ticket sales and merchandise and everything else like that that's gone down the toilet. Does this guy really need a new contract? Because if this was anybody else in any other business who was down 50, maybe 60%, their ass is getting fired. You know, there is no new contract renegotiation. It's saying, thank you. Here's your walking papers. Have a nice fucking day.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I will be very, 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 whole lot more very shocked if he becomes commissioner again.
Well, and that's another thing. That brings up another thing, too, though, is –
I don't think Jerry Jones is. I think Jerry Jones is going to fight it.
Yeah.
I really
well,
do
you know
because.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Jerry Jones is pissed. And, you know, he's got every right to be. I mean, you know, him and Roger Goodell go back quite a ways. And, you know, for a long time, Roger Goodell sat there saying he's not going to, you know, talking about Ezekiel Elliott, talking about he's not going to get suspended. He's not getting suspended. I'm going to do everything I can. He's not getting suspended. And then out of nowhere, Jerry Jones receives a phone call from Roger Goodell saying, okay, well, we're going to have to suspend him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they've been very close, very good friends. And he's just, he's upset about it. I mean, it's not just for the fact that he was, you know, told by his friend one thing and led to another. But let's be honest. Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones are two of the most, are the two most powerful men in the NFL. And Roger Goodell is on some crazy ass shit. And Jerry Jones is like, Jerry Jones is like, look, dude, you got some problems. You know, we need to stop this shit.
You know what, B? I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, a good buddy of mine, a very good friend of mine, the A-Bomb, used to be a 49er fan, changed his allegiance to the Cowgirls. For certain reasons that I won't get into, if he wants to call into the show and explain his reasons, he's more than welcome to.
646-668-8467.
Correct. And his show, The Fallout Shelter, will be returning. It's one of the three top shows that were on Radio AFS when Radio AFS first started. He had some health issues that he needed to get taken care of. And he'll be back on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. here on Radio AFS, the Bloomberg. And it's called the Fallout Shelter Radio Show. Yes. Definitely a different take on the NFL and just in politics itself. He's a no-bullshit kind of guy. You know, he's a cool dude. But here's his theory, okay? Zeke, as he calls him, Zeke, I think him and Zeke or Ezekiel are on a first-name basis because I don't know anyone that calls him Zeke. But anyway.
Oh, they sound like cuddle buddies.
Yeah, no, cuddle buddies. Well, yeah, Brokeback Mountain. But anyway, this was a non-issue, right, when everything was going on. But as soon as Jerry Jones said, if any of you kneel, you're fired. And then all of a sudden, a couple weeks down the road, hey, Zeke, you're suspended. So what this is A-Bomb's conspiracy is that Roger Goodell is trying to get the other NFL owners together to push out Jerry Jones out of the NFL.
Yeah, good luck with that, buddy.
Right.
I mean, just because Jerry Jones had a haircut made him a penis, not me. He's gonna dick around.
Right. But it's definitely suspect. Because, you know, Zeke was never committed of this crime or anything else like that. So why is the commissioner of the NFL, why did he put these sanctions down? The only reason that I can think of is because Jerry Jones told any single one of his players, didn't matter if it was Dak Prescott, if it was Zeke, Dez Bryant, Witten, or any of the other fuglies, if you kneel or pump your fist, you're fucking fired. There was one Dallas Cowboy that pumped his fist in the air, and Jerry Jones fired his ass.
Well, and I think a lot of that, too, you know, I agree with you. I think that it's Roger Goodell trying to conform to the public, you know, and trying to make good with everybody. And see, here's the thing. Jerry Jones, he couldn't have said it more perfect than the way that he worded it. He wrote a letter to the league, and he's requesting a special meeting with all of the NFL owners. And in his letter, he actually talks about, he mentions Roger Goodell's contract. He's talking about it to the league owners, requesting a special meeting in regards to Roger Goodell's contract, because, you know, they all have to meet on it and come to terms and see if they're going to pay this or not. And, you know, he actually says the league has undergone unprecedented upheaval in the last 2 years, including a significant decline in television ratings, increased advertiser discontent, high-profile litigation concerning player suspensions, and decreasing ticket sales. He continues on to say this is not the time for the league to undertake a massive contractual obligations which are inconsistent with the league's performance. I could not agree with him more.
Correct. I agree with you 100%. And for me to say that I agree with Jerry Jones, I almost feel sick right
now. It's hard to say.
You know, and I'm going to put this on the record right now. You can cut this out. You can snip it out, whatever you want to do. All the tools out there. It seems like America's team is truly America's team.
Oh, I'm going to have to say, I hate to say it. I have to agree with you.
Right. You know, because last week, sir, Veterans Day, on Sunday, there were only three players that decided to take a knee on Veterans Day. One of them was from one other team, I don't know. I didn't care about it. Two, as Donald Trump would say, them sons of bitches, there were two of them. And those two were on our San Francisco 49er team.
Yep. You know, I don't know. But, hey, Farmer, guess what we have?
What do we got?
We have a caller.
Is it a troll? Is it my new pet? Is it my buddy?
It's not your new pet, okay? Douchebag Nolan, you know, said he's from New Jersey with an Indiana number. I busted your ass out on live radio, buddy. Call in and bitch about it. It is not him, but I would like to welcome Big T from the Extreme Sports Show right here on your Morning Cup of Sports. What's up, Big T?
Good morning. Good morning. What's going on, fellas?
What's up there, Big Sexy? How you doing, brother?
Body tired today. So,
hold on there, Big Sexy. Did you hear me, Evan, when I called Big T Big Sexy? Did you feel the smile on his face when he was just trying to talk?
Hey, I can't help the sexy chocolate here. Is all over the nation. I just can't.
I was
going to
say, this was all coming from the guy who was showing his legs in a dress at the Walmart parking lot.
I told Big Sexy, you know, if he put some heels on a dress, I'd take him out for the night. I'm still waiting, Big T. You know, I'm still waiting. You know, what's that saying? Blacker the berry, sweeter the juice? I don't know,
yeah,
my
right.
man. I'm just saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. No, you did not do that.
Hey, no words are true.
I'm really glad Big T called in today. You want to know why? I have a question for Big T.
Okay,
so in regards to this coming Sunday show on Extreme Sports Sunday evening, we're going to be talking North Carolina Tar Heels and Duke Blue Devils. Now,
at 10 p.m.
Now, yes, exactly. At 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, right here on Radio AFS. Now, Farmer, Big T is going to be backing the Tar Heels, right?
Well, I put it like this. I put it my situation. I am the mediator. So I'm in the middle. But
oh, okay. So he's in the middle of a Tar, but he's a Tar Heel fan. So it's kind of being a biased conversation.
I brought Tar Heels to bring the heat.
Well, so I'm just trying to figure out if they okay. So we all know that Duke played Michigan State the other night.
Yes.
And of course, I just want to point out that Grayson Allen's statistics are all over social media because, you know, dropped 37 points, you know, the other night against, you know, with 7 3-pointers to lead the way and take the top-ranked Duke
and beat
out Michigan State. Yes.
Hey, B. Well, you know, I understand, you know, this whole thing, but you missed a perfect punchline when Big T said he was in the middle. And he wants the Tar Heels to bring it.
Well, so, I left it alone.
No, I'm not, because that's just me. So Big T, do you want them to bring it from the behind if you're in the middle, or you want them to bring it from the front, sir?
No, I'm backing up away from it, so I'm in the corner, and they are front together. So
come on, are you seriously backpedaling on live radio? Because you said you were in the middle.
I did say I was in the middle. It's like an Oreo cookie, but no, it's not that kind of middle. So it's not that kind of middle, though.
Here's my argument.
You see how this works? I'm not even in this argument. And I'm already making the Tar Heel back into the tar pit.
Oh, I know it. Well, here's my question, though. So Duke beat Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
and Grayson Allen alone dropped 37 points. Now, okay, so the number one rated Duke is going to be arguing, you know, people are going to be arguing against the number nine rated Tar Heels. Now, I will give them credit. They won the other day also. But they played the Bucknell Bison. Now, at least the Duke Blue Devils can beat teams that people have heard of.
No, you didn't go there, did you?
I did. Because, see, we're all over social media. Everybody's all like, oh, my God, Grayson Allen and the Duke Blue Devils. And they beat Michigan State. And then you just got like... You know, when you have to Google what happened because, well, Google's the only one that really want to know. I mean...
Hey, guys, I'm going to settle this right now. Okay? Basketball sucks. Nobody cares.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Everybody knows that.
Well,
you got to jump on the bandwagon for them. You got to jump on the bandwagon.
No. If there's one thing you know about Farmer don't jump on any bandwagon.
No, Farmer likes to jump on something else. But
he's just not saying it.
It was hidden in that dress at Walmart.
Sexy.
Let's put it that way.
Jump on me, a big sexy. That's what I want me to jump on. Hey, if that's a bad leg, I'm jumping on the big sexy.
When you had the dress, did you show legs when you got back in the car? Was people looking at you like guys peeping you out?
They wanted the Farmer legs, man. But I was like, hey, I'm holding out. I'm holding out for a man who won a bet, and I call him Big Sexy. That's what I told him, man. I'm saving myself for you, there, Big T.
Man.
Do you hear that smile, B? Now, I can say just about anything about the Tar Heels, and he'll be you know, that's how you gotta work this thing there, B.
I know it. And see, you know, also since Big T wants to live in the past about the Carolina Tar Heels and, you know, talk about who the best players are to come out of them, I just would like for you, if you wouldn't mind, Farmer, real quick, remind Big T, though, that the last time the Blue Devils and the Tar Heels actually played, we did actually beat them. So, you know.
Okay. First,
okay. I'm
ready to speak my piece. You ready? You ready?
Let's go cheerleaders. I want the cheerleaders to win, all right? I want to see some fists flipping and some asses a-shaking.
So you win a conference championship with a conference title because you beat us and y'all is all. And then this guy called the trip guy who tripped everybody had pissy fits, hit one good game. Who can't beat Michigan State? Anybody can beat Michigan State in a good day. Any good day.
But at least we beat a team that people have heard of.
Yeah, Michigan State is scared of Roy Williams. Never can beat Roy Williams. Be number one they can be number one in the world and never beat Roy Williams.
Well, I also want to throw out there that Duke is undefeated so far this year. They're not undefeated this year. I apologize.
They're undefeated so far.
Who did the Tar Heels play? Who?
Bucknell.
Oh?
Bucknell.
Big Buck's down? What happened to
him? They are Big Buck Bill's best friend, so they call Buck now.
See, I could do this all day, and I got no college basketball allegiance. This is easy
almost
for me.
Oh, I know. Big T, since we were talking about it a little bit ago, what do you think about Roger Goodell's contract extensions? Do you think that he should receive $50 million for the rest of his life, use of a private jet, and lifetime health insurance?
What I got from First Take a while ago, that they had pulled up some documents about Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell had a conversation a couple months ago before all this happened, that Ezekiel Elliott won't get suspended. So then a couple months later, Roger called Jerry Jones back and said that he was good. He had to suspend Zeke. And when everybody agreed on his contract extension, so he called Roger called Jerry Jones back and said, hey, we got to suspend Zeke. So Jerry went in the irate. Well, First Take just reported that Jerry went to an irate that he's going to get Roger Goodell back about everything. He said that if New England, what's New England on the name? I can't think right now. If you didn't think about what he done to you, will do to you, I'm going to expose you for everything. So that was First Take just reported. So it's getting nasty about that situation.
Jerry Jones definitely is not backing down.
Yeah, he's not backing down. It's some chicory. So somebody is, Roger played the role to get what he wants before he destroyed it. He's trying to destroy everybody. I don't think he deserved. He can, like, health insurance for his family, yeah, you can deserve that. Because but $50 million, come on now. Players don't get that playing for in the NFL. So, but health insurance, I ain't got no big deal about that. You take care of your family. But other than that, no private jet, no. He don't deserve no private jet. He ain't no owner. He's just a person.
Big T, I think Roger Goodell wants his private jet because he knows the Morning Cup of Sports flies around all over the place.
Yes, he need to fly the fake Farmer and B. Evans up and come get Big T and chill in the jet with him. So,
right.
Yeah, we're going to get the car for the Pope, right?
Right.
That's right.
I'm going to the Winter Olympics in China, and I'm going to go there to the Olympic where we all stay, the athletes stay, whatever that's fucking called. And I'm gonna start handing out gold medals to everyone. Saying this is from B. Evans, you just earned it. Here you go. Here's a gold medal. 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 Y'all fucking won. Go home.
Yeah. So, but Jared, Roger don't deserve what he asked for.
No, I agree. And there's not only is it
football that's involved into this, but it's going basketball as well, because Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he's actually talking about how he can relate to the fight with the Dallas Cowboys owner. And, you know, it's,
oh, yeah.
He's got the support. He's getting to be – he's becoming – it's coming around to where he's getting the support of NBA team owners as well.
Yeah, and we reported yesterday that Jerry Jones – there was filed a grievance against Jerry before detrimental to the NFL, so try to get him off the chair, off the committee of the NFL. So, Jared, somebody, because I don't know. Somebody ain't getting their way, and it's a chicory somewhere.
Right, and then you've got Ezekiel Elliott actually working, because apparently there is still a way for Ezekiel Elliott to get a fair shake in all of this, and he's actually working on he's been trying to reveal the unfair nature of the NFL's punishment system.
Well, if I'm wrong, I would say this. If you're getting suspended, I know no charges found. But, okay, this is my part. If you a man, if you know you under fire, sit your ass down and stop doing things to make yourself look worse. And that's what he kept doing. Yeah, he kept doing over and over and over. He was involved in something. So, you know, you make yourself look guilty. So, you know. I won't with him, so we don't know he was guilty or not, but his name came up constantly over and over and over again.
Yeah, he really did. Like, he did kind of throw himself under the bus, you know. He did a lot of – he added to it, you know. But the thing that gets me is that it was – the charges were dropped because of the fact that there was no evidence stating that he did what he was being accused of.
Yeah.
And it was still drawn out in court. It was still drawn out with the league. If they're coming out and saying there's nothing to support the claim that he was, you know, he's committed these crimes, then why is it still being pushed? And they're like, oh, well, we need to make an example out of somebody. Okay, well, what about making an example out of the players that have actually done wrong and you've allowed them to continue to play?
Yeah, like Plexico Burroughs. If you shot you shot your own self, you still get made an example of yourself. So.
Right, exactly.
I'm just saying. So. But
again, Big T, I think Roger Goodell has some sort of hidden agenda against Jerry Jones for firing somebody, for pumping his fist up in the air and telling his team that if you kneel or you pump your fist, you will be fired. I think that there's an ulterior motive behind the suspension of Ezekiel Elliott. I'm not on first-name basis with Zeke, so I call him Ezekiel. But, you know, I understand you are Redskins. You know, like to short things up like RG Turd and Cuz for Kirk Cousins and, you know, and everything else like that. I get that. But, you know, I'm not on Zeke's first-name basis like Zeke. Yeah, I got to call him Ezekiel. So, you know, I feel that this suspension on Ezekiel Elliott is solely from Roger Goodell trying to put a thorn in Jerry Jones' side. That's my personal opinion.
But it wasn't a smart move for him right now to do that, because you don't piss Tom Brady off, and you don't piss a lot of people off, and people are after you right now. Only one on his side, what I'm hearing, is Arthur Blank and a couple more. And, you know, you're not in the right track right now. I do feel like he do have too much power when it comes to discipline now.
Oh, most definitely. You piss off Robert Kraft and you piss off Jerry Jones, you just might as well just go on unemployment or retire right now, because you piss those two people off. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Something will get there. And they have too much money. So I heard reports that they were trying to take Roger Goodell was trying to take the team from the Dallas Cowboys from Jerry. That's not gonna happen. So
I'm a firm believer, Big T, in whether people kneel, stand, sit, pick their nose, pick their ass, or whatever. You know, the owner of the business of the Dallas Cowboys, the business of the Washington Redskins, the business of whatever team is the business of the owner.
Yeah.
The owner. And if the owner states that if you kneel, you pump your fist, or you do anything disrespectful, you're fired. You're done. You're finito. Because then, Big T, think about this for a quick second. I'm gonna divert this from Morning Cup of Sports here to the Beating Drum Radio Show here on Radio AFS on Sunday. If Roger Goodell...
Saturday.
If Roger Goodell can do that to Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, what is stopping Roger Goodell from doing this to the Washington Redskins, the symbol of Chief Two Guns White Calf and the name Redskins? If this man has that much power, well, then he needs to be removed from being the commissioner of the NFL.
That's right. He got too much power because he can do it. So it's, you know, I guess who's feeding his palms right now. You can say that. So,
now,
you know,
I wanted to switch it up a little bit, and I wanted to ask you a question, Big T, since Farmer doesn't like balls except for the ones. Never mind.
I like sexy balls.
No, not.
He's like, no.
No, not that. Not those balls.
GB, I'll blow them up, and then you can bake them.
Now, all right, so the other night, or last night, I'm sorry, last night, Kevin Durant gets a shot that he's great at. He hits that mid-range Karl Malone on the wing fadeaway, and he missed.
Yeah.
Celtics have now won 14 straight. Are we looking at a new possible dynasty? This team is ridiculous. You know, and are we looking at, I mean, you know, the Boston Celtics dynasty started, it really kind of kicked off in the 50s, went through the 60s, died in the 70s, you know, it started to come back to their glory in the 2000s, and then the Big Three era came into a close, and right up in about the 2010s. And now we're building back up. Are we looking at another possible dynasty here?
Yeah. Now, if you go back on, ladies and gentlemen, you go back on my show at Spring Sports on Sundays night, 10 o'clock, radioafs.com. You will see, on my NBA show, you will see that Big T, Big Sexy, Big Buck Bill said that the Boston Celtics will be a better team this year because of the driven of Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie, because he got that Kobe Bryant mentality, and Evans, don't get happy because I'm about to say this. It depended on the developmental of Tatum. If Tatum could develop to a 15-point score, I think the Boston Celtics would be the new Eastern Conference champs and going to the finals and face Golden State. So
now, see, I agree with you completely there.
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, it's funny because if you look now, I'm not taking nothing away from anybody on the team because they are clearly doing their thing. But if you look at their lineup, Kyrie Irving for the Celtics is literally the Kobe Bryant of the Lakers on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's what
he
wanted.
Right. He has moved away from Cleveland, away from LeBron James, trying to steal the spotlight. He wanted to be with a team that he could just play with. And that's exactly what they're doing, and they are killing it. This is one of the best seasons they've had in a long time, even with the big three, because of the and it's Kyrie is leading the way. Could you imagine what this team would be like if they had the big three plus Kyrie?
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say much about he's really the only big name on the team because, you know, they do have Paul Pierce. He retired, didn't he? Didn't he retire like last year?
Yeah, Paul is accommodating there.
Right. And that's right. And but, you know, I forgot. He'd been in for so long, I couldn't remember if he retired or not. But, you know, Paul Pierce was literally the last real big name they had on the team.
Yeah.
And now we've got Kyrie Irving literally leading the way with these Celtics. And if you're LeBron James, you got to be kicking yourself in the ass right now. Because it's kind of like one of those things where maybe I should have kept my mouth shut and just worked it out with this guy. Because with Kyrie and LeBron, it was a whole Shaq and Kobe all over again.
Yeah. But I said it when LeBron first came back. Kyrie didn't want LeBron back.
Oh,
LeBron,
exactly. Well, he knew.
Yeah. Because I said this. From a Duke player, Kyrie is one of the best Duke players that they ever had. And
hold on. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that a little bit louder, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to whisper this in the soft voice. Kyrie is, the softest voice I can, is one of the best Duke players that y'all ever had. I will go on record and say that. But don't get happy about it. But
no, I'm not happy about that, but I'd say it's probably safe to say that Duke does put out some really great, talented players that make them literally a step above that Carolina Tar Heels team.
No,
wouldn't you agree?
No. You just had one. I just
you
had,
see what I did there, Paul?
Yeah.
You know, I got lost where you guys started talking about Michael Irving and Channing Tatum. I didn't know that those guys played basketball, to be honest with you. So I'm kind of here like I'm lost. I'm like, when did Michael Irving, you know, get out of broadcasting and start playing hoops? And I thought Channing Tatum was an actor. So carry on, guys.
I ain't got nothing to say about it.
guys, why? I got a question here. Yeah, this is coming from a guy that doesn't follow basketball from here to Kingdom Come. It just doesn't tickle my fancy. Doesn't tickle my balls, right? If something don't tickle Farmer's balls, he generally don't play with it. So, why do you basketball players, your fans of basketball, relate other players to other players? Why can't they be themselves? Why can't this Kyrie Irving or whoever, why can't you say, oh, hey, he's playing like Kyrie Irving, instead of saying, hey, these guys are like Shaq and Kobe? You know, that does disservices to anyone that follows those teams and follows those players. Could you imagine somebody saying, hey, you know, Big T, you remind me a lot like Farmer. You know, Farmer, man. Yeah, Big T, yeah, man. That, hey, you know, you're like Farmer. Or like B, you know, B Evans. Hey, man, you know, you remind me of Dan from Two Gay Guys in a Balcony. Now, or B, you know, you remind me of Niner Faithful. It just takes away from you. It takes away from your talent. So I don't understand it. I don't do it in football. I don't do it in hockey. I say, man, you know, Patrick Kane plays like Patrick Kane. Or El Guapo plays like El Guapo. I don't give him the Frank Gore. I don't give him any of that because that takes away from his talent, from what he does.
No. We didn't take and compare the way they play. We're talking about the issue that went on with Kobe and Shaq, and it was kind of along the same lines with LeBron and Kyrie, with the drama of who was going to be the superstar of the team, who was going to get the ball more, who was going to get more attention, who was going to get the opportunity more. It wasn't comparing their ball play. It wasn't comparing them as an athlete. It was comparing the dramatic moment between the two that kind of made it what it is.
Yeah.
And then
okay,
if you look
I'm talking to the people that don't that had no fucking clue what y'all were talking about. They're like, no motherfuckers, they're this jabroni and this jabroni versus this jabroni and this jabroni. You know,
when I mentioned the whole Kyrie is the Kobe of the East, I'm saying Kobe Bryant made the Lakers. It was literally at quite a few points, Kobe Bryant, and Big T, you can agree or disagree here, was literally the one-man team. He made the Lakers what the Lakers were when there was nobody else at the time.
Yeah,
and that's what Kyrie's done. Now, don't get me wrong, the Celtics are a great team with or without Kyrie because they have great talent. But Kyrie, like Kobe Bryant, just brings that added drive and that added talent and just makes the team that much better. And that's where we go into the comparison of. I'm not saying that Kyrie is Kobe and this and that. I'm saying he has done with the Celtics in the East Coast what Kobe did with the Lakers on the West Coast when it was just Kobe.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he did have other talent because he had Pau Gasol. And he had so many other players that were talented on the team, but they just didn't have that same competitive edge without Kobe. And if Kobe wasn't playing a game, you've seen that. And if Kyrie gets, you know, and I hope this doesn't happen. I don't wish, you know, anybody to get hurt in sports because it could always be a career-ending injury. But if something happened and Kyrie had to sit a game, you would see a difference in the way those Celtics play that game.
That's right. Kyrie bring out that he got that beast in him, and
he does.
That baby Bron wanting to patrol the team and do what he's saying, kind of thing like that. Kyrie wants everybody to shine. He's not trying to hit 40 something tonight. He's getting his assists. He's getting like 22, 23 points a game, and everybody else is feeding in with him.
Kyrie Irving is a modern-day John Stockton.
Yeah. But he can score more.
Right. John Stockton, we'll say he's a Magic Johnson, you know, or
he's
a Jason Kidd, you know. Yeah.
Or you could say he's a Kyrie Irving. What's wrong with just saying he's a Kyrie Irving?
It's a comparison of game style.
His style, yeah.
It is Kyrie Irving. And he's a ball player. Kyrie Irving is a shooter. Kyrie Irving is a man that gives the ball. I don't care who he reminds you of because that's who he reminds you of. But Kyrie Irving is Kyrie Irving. I hate it when people do that. I just do. That's my personal opinion. Take it, leave it, break your toolbox about it. I don't give a fuck.
You know, Big T, to think that we might have struck a nerve with Farmer.
You think we did?
I do, because anytime the NBA or anything to do with bouncing balls, it kind of bothers him. It strikes a nerve.
But Farmer, did you bounce your balls this morning?
No comment.
Now, before we let Big T go, Farmer, are you in the Mobile Command Center?
I am.
Now, we have Big T with us. Have you passed any wonderful businesses that we could reach out to with your bouncy ball?
You know, my man, I don't. It's been a very, very quiet Mobile Command Center drive today.
Well, what kind of fun is that?
I know, right? It's been, you know, yesterday now, when you were in, I don't know where you were, but I had something. But when you were MIA yesterday, I could have done a show with Big T, and we could have had some fun, right? But me being the seasoned veteran, like a Howard Stern, if we're going to do comparisons now, me being like Howard Stern, I decided to take the high road and not do it. Now, see, you see how that sounds? That sounds ridiculous, me comparing myself to Howard Stern. It's kind of how you guys sound, comparison other people.
No, I have to disagree with you there, Farmer. What about you, Big T? You disagree too?
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay. But anyway. Assholes.
We love you, though, Farmer.
All right, Big T. You have a good one. Take care. Tell Big Buck Bill hi. And just remember, you wanted to be in the middle on Sunday, so have fun with that.
Yeah, the cream is going to the corner.
That's right. It's going to be a reverse Oreo, ladies and gentlemen. Extreme Sports Show, 10 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast, 7 p.m. on the West. Tune into your Extreme Sports with Big T as he is playing the reverse Oreo.
Woo! All right, Big T, Big Sexy, have yourself a good day. And always keep smiling.
That's right. Y'all have a good one, man. All right.
Have a good one, buddy. Later.
All right.
Now, CB, and we're in overtime. We're going to be in overtime here for a couple seconds. Did you see how well I made your discussion versus the Duke Blue Devils and the Tar Heels after I buttered them up for you?
Oh, that's absolutely right.
So, if there's anything to learn from this, you got to butter them up before you bake them, all right?
Oh, man.
It's been a fun show. Again, I apologize. I'm sorry for your toolbox. Hopefully you find your marbles so you can get it figured out. I mean, your bearings, sorry. And hopefully you have a good day. And what time is it?
It's way too late for this shit.
Man, it is way, way too early for this shit. How about you do the Radio AFS Internet Poke today?
Oh, you already know. I got you, man. And it is now time, ladies and gentlemen, for that Radio AFS Internet Poke of the Day.